Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God, let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And let's read Psalm 8. Book of Psalm. And we will read Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with the glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Let's pray. Let's come to God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. All what you provide for us, all what you had ordained for us of good things, O God, all what you had created, you had given to us to care for it, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to be obedient to you, O God, that we will do the works of yours faithfully, O God, with the good steward of what you had been entrusted to us. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be magnified and Lord glorified. We pray, O God, that we, as we come to confess our sins and renounce them, you will forgive us and you will cleanse us. Let's confess and let's renounce our sins, wrong doings, wrong decisions, mistakes. And let's renounce them in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers, hear our confession, our repentance, accept us once again and bring us back to you to serve you and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. You confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive and he will purify as he promised. Cleanse us, O God. Sanctify us. We set our life to save you, O God. Help us, O Lord. Thank you for your death on the cross. You take away our sins to give us eternal life. We acknowledge that and we value your grace to us, O God. Let's now come to God. Let us give him thanks for all the good things. Even the breath that you breathe is from God. Give him thanks for everything, small or big, that you receive from him. Help us. O Lord, guide us and be with us, strengthen us to go on and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for answer prayers, miracles, healing, the provision, the food, the shelter, the good health, the solving of problems, fighting the battles for us. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of prayers, the salvation we receive from you, the word that you send us on time, Thank you for your church, your family, and the mercy you give us. Thank you for the faithful people that you place with us to go on and save you, O God. Let's now come to God and ask Him what we need and petitions unto Him. All our needs, all your needs in the hand of God. Don't be anxious in anything, but in a prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let's present our request to God, and He will be the one to give us, and He will be the one to provide for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your help and your support, O God. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents, especially those who are unsaved. Let's pray for them to know God, to fear God, to walk in the ways of God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our families. If you place beside us, we are grateful to you, Lord, for our children, for our parents, our spouse, our siblings. We pray that every family will shine for you, Lord, that they will preach the gospel, they will express the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and that people will see Christ through their life, through our life, the life of each and every family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for more blessing to flow in our lives. Oh God, provide the families their need and perfect them. Whatever struggle they are passing through, you will help them to pass these struggles and to do things that you will be pleased within the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you, God. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. You are great God. There is no one like you, O God. Pray now, let's pray. Pray for your workplace, the place that you are working. Thank you, God, for all the places that your people are, you place for work, a source of income, to support each and every families and to support the ministries, O God. Bless these places and bless their boss. Bless our prayers for these places. Let be salvation for each and every boss in that place. We pray for blessing upon all these businesses and the places so that the salaries will be given on time and we'll be able to bring to you what you do to you from tithes and offering and first fruit, O God. Thank you, Master, thank you, Redeemer, for everything you give us and you provide for us. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to tell others, Lord, about you, to preach your word, to be a good example to others, to also to share the gospel with them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister is having certain difficulties or problems, let's pray for him, pray for her to overcome. Lord, answer our prayers, O God. Answer our cry for mercy. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified, O God. Let's pray for our neighborhood, pray for our relatives, our friends, colleagues, and people that we meet every day, the people that we are across through the media, that we will preach the gospel to them, that we will share our testimony, O God, to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us and guide us. Continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to help us and support us and strengthen us to go on and serve you, O God. We pray that we will continue be empowered with the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel. Prompt us, O God, inspire us, speak to us, to go to people that they are ready to hear the word of yours. Guide us, O God. We pray for gracious souls that you prepare to go and harvest in the name of Jesus. And let's pray for this country and UAE, where God had placed his church, and the other places where the church extends, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, Syria, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and other places. Lord, we pray that you will be the one to help us in all these places. You will provide for us all our logistic needs, our offices, documentations. You give us favor, Lord, in the sight of the governments there and the rules to be directed to help us. We pray that also we commit ourselves to be good citizens, to pray for the nations, to pray for those in authorities, to preach your word, to set good examples to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And Lord, we pray for the church. Pray for yourself, for your ministry, pray for the church to grow. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, full control, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, O God. And we ask, Lord, to refill us with the Holy Spirit, O Lord, that whatever we need of spiritual gifts, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the skills and talents that we need, you will help us so that we can move forward doing the work of yours in a perfect way. Help us, Lord, to continue, O God, to evangelize, make new disciples, to plant new Bible studies, congregations, to train workers to serve you, O Lord. And we pray to bless all the ministries of the church, bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Bless the worship ministry, the publications, bless the translation ministry, bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, bless also, Lord, the farming ministry, O God, and the youth and the children ministry and their parents. Bless all these works of yours, O God. And even, Lord, this day we pray, O God, you bless this worship, O God. Bless our prayers. Bless our giving. Bless the word that you give us, O God. Speak to us. And we pray also, Lord, and bless also, Lord, this recording, O God, anointed, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will reach the rest of the church members and workers and families and congregations, individual members. Even our prayer will go beyond to reach people and places, O God, that you ordain. Let the message give you glory and honor, O God, and whatever purpose, O Lord, let your purpose be prevailed. We thank you, God, for everything you give us, O Lord. We invite your Holy Spirit. Come and refill us, and guide us, bring us to the most holy place. Help us to meet you today in the Spirit, O God. Touch our lives and be with us. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Let's all stand.
glorified, O God. Truly, Lord, as we come before your presence, we ask thee, O Lord God, cleanse us, forgive us our sins, O Lord, and be with us as we worship you and honor you today. Truly, Lord, you deserve all the praises. You deserve all the glory and honor. Truly, Lord God, as we come into your presence, we desire, O Lord God, to see your face. We desire, O Lord God, to be always in your presence, to seek your glory, O Lord God, and be magnified, O Lord, in our lives. Thank you, Father. Let your name be exalted. Let your name be glorified. Hallowed be thy name in all the earth.
In my life, what here shall be a way, it is right. I need your loving in my life, you're the only one who's loving certain life. Jesus, I love to see your face. Jesus, I love. Jesus, I love to see your face.
Today, O Lord, may you show us your face, O Lord God. May your face shine through us, O Lord God. O God, as we come to you today, let there be one voice from us, honoring you, worshiping you. Let your name be magnified, O Lord, in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Father, we ask of you this day, that you come and heal our hearts. Come and heal our lands. Come and heal our families, O Lord God. And knit us as one family, O Lord, in one accord. Glorify your name.
Come and heal our land.
prayer, O Lord. You will lead us, O Lord, and we will follow. Step by step, O Lord God, day by day, O Lord. We pray, Father God, that we will continue, O Lord God, to see your face. O Lord, let your face shine upon us. O Lord, let your face shine upon us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's now collect our tithes and offering our first fruit and bring to the storehouse of God.
Bless this offering, you say, O Lord God, to reach the lost. We pray, O Lord God, to open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings to my brothers and sisters that there's no enough room to receive it, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord God, we rebuke also the devourer and the spirits for your threats. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We continue today speaking about the fear of God, and we will go through the scriptures and learning examples from the scriptures so that we will understand what God wants us from us. The Lord wants us to raise up our children in a godly way, man and woman. All of us are accountable to fear God and raise up God's children. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 15, on the account of the fall of man, when the man fall and sin against God, we can read what God said to the serpent, and that's the devil, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. A surprise, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We come before the name of Jesus, we ask the Lord to anoint my lips and put verses and statement, and take the message and direct it in the way that you want it to go, the Lord. We pray for understanding and wisdom and discernment. We pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this word to your church will be accomplished and you receive the harvest. I pray for healing and wholeness and hope, salvation of souls and workers to be raised up to serve you. Take your word and spread it, and let your purpose prevail. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. He promised here that there will be a battle between the serpent and his seed, that is the demons, and the devil, and between the woman and her seed, and the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent, and that is the seed of the woman is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the gospel. From the beginning, and until this day, that's the gospel that is preached, and it is had been accomplished when the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven and was born by a woman, as we read that in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. He's the one who bruised the head of the serpent, and we are called to raise up our children to end up and to bruise the head of the Satan and to end up the work of devil. Chapter 4 and verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman made under the law. And Apostle Paul, referring to the temptation of the woman that took a place in the Garden of Eden, he wrote in Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 11 and verse 15, God called woman to raise up God's children, not only woman, even parents, father and mother, man, woman, all of us are responsible to raise up God's children. And you know, a woman, and one of the women is the church, because the church is the wife of Jesus. Amen? And we need to obey him and obey his command. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 15, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in their transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness, whosoever eat. Now let us understand the scriptures. You know, that was, he got it from the book of Genesis, Apostle Paul, and mentioned that Adam was first formed, and when God formed Adam, he gave him the instruction of what he needed to do, and then after that he gave him the woman, and the woman supposed was taught by Adam, and that's why he said that the woman learned in silence with all subjection, and he mentioned Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Which time was deceived the woman? When she was away from her husband, and she went, became near to the devil, and that's why that had happened, the temptation of her, and she disobeyed God. But let us also make it clear when he say, but I suffer not a woman to teach, not to ask about authority over the man, but to be in silence. What he meant here is that as Adam had taught, as God has taught Adam, and Adam taught Eve, that Eve should be silent, she should listen and obey. But the question here, if the man is not taught of God, what the woman would do? If the woman taught by God and the man is not taught by God, then she should teach the man. And if the man is sinned, then the woman should teach the man. Have you got the point here? It is not that the woman will not know. He say it because at that setup, Adam was taught. And if the man is taught, the woman, she does not need to teach the man. She need to listen what the man will say. And the same topic, that they need to raise up children in the godly way. In verse 15, now it shows how the woman got repentant. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. The manifestation of the repentance of the woman from her sin when she disobeyed God, when she is willing to bear children, and if she continue in faith and charity and holiness with severity, that when she is willing to raise up her children in the fear of God, that she is living in the fear of God, and that is not only the responsibility of the woman, men are accountable. Amen? Everyone is accountable to this task, that we raise up godly children. And you know, it is our responsibilities. And today, God is calling us to fear Him. You know, as we mentioned, and I repeat again, if the parents are not godly, the children are ungodly also. And you know, better if the children, they don't have father or they don't have mother, better than they have father or they have mother, and they are ungodly, they will not raise them in the fear of God. And And to the singer, I speak that if you are thinking to marry, then find somebody who fear God, because better not to marry than to marry and somebody who does not fear God, and the children, they will raise up in non-fear of the Lord. We will continue today searching the scriptures and seeing what the Lord wants from us today in the book of Luke, chapter 23. That's one of the Let's read what Jesus says. Luke chapter 23. And let's read verse 27 to verse 29. Jesus was in the middle of his people. Luke 23, verse 27 to 29. And there followed him a great company of people, and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Now, what was the setup when Jesus spoke this? That was when Jesus was taken to be crucified. The sin was horrible. The sin was terrible. And here the women were wailing and they were crying for the Lord. But what he answered them? What he told them? But Jesus turned to them and said, Daughter of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. Why he told them that? At least, you know, he should say thank you, because at least you are sympathizing with me. You are crying for me. Why he was not taken by their cry? Why he was not taken by their emotion, by their crying, by their tears, you know? God, listen to this. God wants action and deeds, and not a cry and tears. Why Jesus say this to them? And more, even more in verse 29, he say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Almost he cursed them. Why he say that? Let's go back to verse 20, where Jesus was in front of Pilate. When he was in the front of Pilate, let's read verse 20, what had happened. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. But they were instant with loud voice, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Now that's the situation. Pilate, he was non-believer. He wanted to release Jesus, but his own people, the believers, they say, crucify him, crucify him. And not only this, they wanted somebody criminal to be released instead of Jesus. You know, they have done very shameful, disgraceful things in that day. And then, when he moved to be crucified, the women, they were wailing. And he turned to them, you know. He then to them, now I hope that you understand why he told them, weep and cry for your children. You know, on that day, the men who are the children of those women, they say crucify him, but the mothers, they were crying. You know what even he told them? When the Lord told them, when he told them, daughter of Jerusalem, weep not for me. Don't cry for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. Weep for yourself, because we have raised up such ungodly children who wanted to be crucified and desired to be unrighteous to be released, but the righteous to be put to death. Have you got the point here? He said, you want to follow me? You first discipline your children, and then that is the way you follow God. That is Jesus, he said. I say, when we don't fear God, when the believers, when the non-believers better than the believers, that's what has happened. When we don't fear God, when our children, they tell lies, doing bad things, immoralities, supporting evildoers, condemning the righteous, then we don't fear God. When such had happened, now we understand why he told them, blessed are the barren. You know, pups and wombs are given to the human ladies to be an instrument of God, to bear children, to raise up godly children. But when the pups and wombs are given to human ladies and the children that they bear are ungodly, they become an instrument of the devil. That's what God wants us to do. The message not only for the woman, even to the men. The parents, all of us responsible. The church who does not discipline parents and train them to raise up godly children are not doing well. The church who officiate and ordain marriages with the people who does not fear God is not doing well. Jesus is not happy with such things. When you say weep for yourself, before we go to others, the church we evangelize and multiply, but no discipline, no fear of God, are not doing well. Before, he is telling them, before you come and well on me, you see, go and discipline your children, what they did. They are the same main generation who voted that Jesus will be crucified, and their mothers, it is on daughters of Jerusalem. See your children, what they did. Cry for yourself and for your children. Better listen to me. Better to become to remain unmarried. Better without children than to raise up ungodly generation who do disgraceful things. We are called to raise up godly children. The church is the wife of Jesus, and we need to fear God. We need to fear the Lord, that we need to discipline ourselves and discipline our disciples, discipline our workers and our children, so that they will fear God, so that children who raise up in the fear of the Lord, they will be the future church leaders who fear God. But if their parents are not disciplined, and there's no disciples and no people fear God, what will be the church leaders in the future? They will do the same disgraceful thing that they did that day with Jesus. It's a spiritual battle. Church ministry, serving God, it needs much fear of the Lord, because the battle with the devil is real. Listen to me, parents. I'm not speaking only to those who are here. I'm speaking to each and every member of the church, and even beyond. Speaking to everyone. All of us, we need to fear God. The battle is real. Devil is targeting our children. The Bible tells us, the Word of God tells us, from the day of birth, devil is targeting our children. And now we showed in the scripture. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. And I'll read the whole chapter. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Again, woman here, and the church of Jesus is a woman. We are the wife of Jesus, and we need to raise up godly children. And she being with a child cried, travailing in birth, she was giving birth, and painted to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. That's David. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Devil was waiting for the child to be born, to be devoured. This is our children and this is our disciples. Devil want them to devour them, to kill them. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule the all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God. See, the battle is going on. The battle is going on. That they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. It's a spiritual battle. We may not see it by the eyes, but it is a real. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. How we overcome? When we hold on the testimony of Jesus, when we trust him, trust his blood, when we are not selfish, when we don't love ourselves much, when we don't love our flesh, but we love God and his word and his will, and live for him. Therefore rejoice, O ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, that is the church. He persecuted the church who feared God. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. Where she fly? Into the wilderness. 2 times repeated here, the wilderness. What is the wilderness for us? Listen to me. Reading your Bible, praying, worshipping God, serving God, living a simple life, that's worldliness. Homeschooling your children, that is wilderness. Living in the fear of the Lord, that is the wilderness that God wants us to live. And the serpent cast out of his mouth, that's verse 15, water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Devil will continue to fight against those who keep the commandments of God and who keep the testimony of Christ. He will keep fighting, but you know, there is a place we can protect ourselves. You know, it is 2 times repeated here that she had a place prepared of God to her. 2 times repeated. And 2 times repeated that they should feed her there. You know, we need to be moving to the place that God has prepared for us, where we will be protected, we will be fed, and we will be well provided. I spoke about wilderness, now I speak about worldliness. The more you are in the wilderness, feeling God, reading your Bible, away from worldliness, away from friends, parties, the media, the news, the Facebook, the YouTube, etc. You are away from business, away from loans, away from all these things, the worldly things. You are well protected and you are well provided. That is what the gospel of Jesus is telling us now. How to raise up people, how to raise up our children in the fear of God. That's how we'll be protected. We'll be protected from the devil, away from holiness, away from TVs and movies and games and all parties and all these things. Bring the devil in your life. Moving to wilderness, simple life. Worshipping God, serving God, working hard. Stewardship, saving, homeschooling, to protect the children from the atmosphere outside. The battle is going on. That is not only in the book of Revelation. In the book of Exodus we have read the 2 midwives was asked by Pharaoh that when they are born the child, male child, they will kill them. From the time of birth, our children are attacked by the devil. Parents, wake up. Church of God, wake up. The battle is real and we need to protect our children. From the time of their birth, even at the time of Jesus, when he was born, Herod, he wanted to kill the baby Jesus. They've been here waiting for her child to be born to devour him, to kill him. Matthew chapter 2, let's read. Real battle. We need to be strengthened, but we have to take heart. Jesus overcome, amen? And we can overcome when we don't love ourselves, when we hate the flesh, when we are not selfish, when we are not worldly, when we go into the worldliness, we can overcome. Let us rise up from all our despondency. Let us have faith in God. Let's trust Jesus and His blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's read what the wise man did with Herod. And Matthew chapter 2 and verse 8, and Herod sent them, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, and go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. He told them, come, go and show and find him and come tell me, so I go and worship him. He want to kill him, and what they did. In verse 12, because they are wise men. And God wants us to be wise. We are wise to bruise the head of the serpent, to hinder the work of the devil in the life of all children. In verse 12, and being warned of God in dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. God today is warning us. We need to protect our children. In verse 16, what he did when they did not give him the news. And Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the cause thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Let's stand. Let us repent. Let us be ready for the good fight to disciple our children. Lord, forgive. We repent, O God. We repent for the marriage that we ordained with the, for the people who does not fear you. We repent. Give us another chance, O God. We repent of non-disciplining our children. We repent, O God. We repent that we did not discipline our disciples. We repent, O God. Forgive us, Lord. Give us another opportunity. O God, lead us. Teach us your ways more. Help us to fear you. I pray, impart the fear of yours in the life of your church and your people. Devil, I rebuke out from the life of our children. We cast you away by the blood of Jesus. O God, have mercy on us. Refill us with the Holy Ghost and empower us, O God, to go and save it, evangelize, reaching others with the gospel. We commit ourselves to disciple, to train the parents, to train the workers with the fear of yours. Come to God in repentance. Church of God, raise up. Parents, raise up from your despondency. Jesus has won the battle. Don't give up. Trust Him. He will bless your children as we fear Him, as we train Him, as we discipline them. Lead us, O God, O God, our God. O Lord, our God, we ever praise you. We'll continue to worship you, O God. Lead us. Hallelujah. As we are seeking your face, O God, lead us day after day. thank you for your word. Thank you for the rebuke and correction and discipline. Forgive us. Become it ourselves to serve you as you ordain. O God, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, let you end with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.